NorthTownHall.com.
On I-95 North, just before Emerson, there's been a crash. Several cars involved there. All the cars are on the right. There's a little bit of backup. 95 North, right before the Martin Luther King 20th Street exit, there's a crash on the right. And in St. Johns County, 95 South before State Road 16, there's something in the highway that cars are now trying to avoid. Be careful if you're headed that way. We'll see mostly sun for most of the day, then thunderstorms by afternoon, a high of 92, partly cloudy this evening with a low of 77. Currently it is 77 at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The primary elections held this past week in several states show that the results from the progressive left did not do as well against their Democratic challengers. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson says the Russians have already hacked the election systems here in Florida. And things heated up last night on the Republican primary debate for a Florida governor between Congressman Ron DeSantis and Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
703, good morning. I'm Ed Dean here along with Roger Henderson on Talk Radio WBOB. How many of y'all saw the debate last night? It was called a... Adam Putnam, Ron DeSantis. It was, on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe a 5 or 6, entertaining as far as blood in the water, which I would love to see it at 7 or 8, just to show there is a difference between the two candidates. We kind of know, but what other differences on some of the other issues. Of course, Putnam says that the DeSantis campaign's like an episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah, I remember that comment.
So, not that I really watch a whole lot of Seinfeld, but it got a little bit more interesting last night, and of course, the Democrat debate is tonight. But let's get to it as we continue to move along. A lot of things went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Here's some of it, what took place.
There's governor, excuse me, there's Governor Scott's appointments.
Mr. Putnam.
We have a lieutenant governor. I would think a Harvard-Yale-trained attorney would know that the lieutenant governor would ascend to the governor's role. I think that you can take everything that my...
Now, pretty much right there, DeSantis says that, hey, I want to be able to appoint state Supreme Court judges. Putnam... pretty much called them out on it, says that's not your role. The governor, Rick Scott, will do it. If not, lieutenant governor will do it before he leaves office. So that's pretty much what takes place. But then again, if it does happen, DeSantis does have the role to do that as well. Here's more of the debate.
Opponent knows about water and put it on your sticky note and still have room left over for your grocery list. I am committed to protecting Florida's water supply. As someone who supports his agenda, I believe that I'm best suited and know Florida best and will put Florida first so that every day I'm not having to call the White House switchboard to get my instructions for the day.
So you pretty much said it was just kind of a on-the-job training, which you'll not get with Adam Putnam. Here's a little bit more. Here were some of DeSantis' comments. We're going to get deep in the weeds here in a few moments.
He will not do anything that offends U.S. Sugar, who is his main supporter. This is a guy who, when we were trying to beat Hillary Clinton, said Trump was vile, obscene, dishonorable, never showed up at a single rally.
So what he's pretty much getting at was that, the Putnam ads are out there. Hey, I agree with Adam. Adam Putnam says I agree with President Trump's views on immigration. I agree with him on a lot of the economy. And DeSantis says, dude, you weren't even around when he was running for office. You wouldn't even come to a rally.
Said Trump was vile, obscene, dishonorable, never showed up at a single rally. He could have put his picture on a milk carton. No one knew where he was during the campaign. And now he acts like he's this big supporter. Look, there were people that didn't support him. I'm happy that there are folks who got on board, but this is inauthentic.
You know, I'm kind of curious that if Putnam had shown up a lot during when President Trump, after the nomination, was running, and even with some of the views that have not tended to be more conservative that Adam Putnam had in the U.S. Congress, so again, which we'll break down here in a few moments, that I wonder if the president might have endorsed him.
You know what? Or at least stayed out of it. You know, when you pick a winner over, you know, someone who you don't pick someone that you'd want to win over another within your own party, that is pretty unconventional for a president. Typically, they stay out of the primaries. Of course, Donald Trump doesn't do that, but he's an unconventional president.
Right. So let's get to more. This again, it took place at Jacksonville University at the Public Policy Institute. Kent Justice from News 4 Jax was the moderator. We were allowed to come in to cover the story, which was great. I mean, and one of these that I was really looking for, again, will the argument against Congressman DeSantis that he does not talk enough about the state issues, that he only talks about federal issues. Here's more of what was said. For example, DeSantis says Putnam, when it comes to a lot of the attack ads on DeSantis, he's the errand boy of Big Sugar.
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, Adam is basically the errand boy for U.S. Sugar. I mean, he is going to stand with them time and time again. All his solutions are going to give them everything they want. They've pumped millions of dollars directly and indirectly into his campaign. They've spent $5+ million attacking me with fake news through a secretive PAC. So that's just where he's coming from.
So the debate got a little bit more interesting, which we're getting into right now. The question by Ken Justice, and Ken had some real... Ken was like Ed Dean up there. Real great questions. Like, yes. I'll ask. So, but
most knowledgeable on the issues. He was running for governor, unfortunately.
He's the most knowledgeable guy. He's not even around. That's a great point, Roger. So Ken Justice, the lead anchor from News 4 Jax, asked the question about the Trump endorsement. This was much better than the Fox News debate, folks. Asked the question about the Trump endorsement. And Putnam says that, listen, President Trump had a plan when he ran for office. He says here, DeSantis doesn't have a plan. Instead, he's only running on an endorsement.
Going to get a pro-business climate. You knew what you were getting. He ran on a plan. You're running on an endorsement. It takes more than that to serve 21 million people.
So that was said right there. Now, this is where the debate really, as we say, business picked up. Was about the national sales tax. I'm sitting in the middle because I had DeSantis people on one side, I had Putnam people on the other, and this was one of the most entertaining but very fierce discussion in the debate Wednesday evening was about this ad that Adam Putnam has been putting out on the fair tax against Congressman Ron DeSantis here on the Republican aisle running for governor.
What would a 23% sales tax do to Florida's economy? If Congressman DeSantis had his way, everything would cost 23% more. Groceries, gas, home purchases. Congressman DeSantis sponsored legislation to increase sales taxes by 23%, hurting families, destroying jobs.
So what it was not said in that end, you know, we had the congressman on a couple weeks back, the DeSantis crowd says, okay, he says, quote, they're lying. That's what they say about the Putnam. We're going to play that in a second because it replaces the income tax. Now, we can get into weeds of that when it comes to certain plans here. But this is where it happened. Putnam attacks, doubles down, and attacks DeSantis on the national sales tax, which is better known as the fair tax debate.
Said about the attack ads, but you forgot to mention that they're true. You did support a 23% national sales tax that would be a tax on groceries, a tax on medical services, a tax on prescription drugs, a tax on houses. Now,
as you can tell, the crowd was getting into it as well.
All right, for the audience.
A community like Nocatee, where you're going to have a 23% sales tax on a new home, but no 23% sales tax on existing home stocks. Seniors in the villages are going to have to pay 23% on medical services when they've been paying income tax their whole life. And to pay for it, to make it less regressive, you have to have a $600 billion rebate program. That's bad for Florida.
Now, I was sitting next to some, and they had their name tags on, and you know they knew who we were and mm-hmm. big fans of the show, and we were sitting around a lot of people, and during the debate, I had some of the pro-Putnam crowd was sitting next to me going, hey, we're supporting Putnam all the way, but we think he needs to lay off this issue because we like the fair tax.
I agree that a lot of people who support Putnam wish he would not talk about the fair tax at all, especially being opposed to it when so many people for years have really supported the fair tax.
Right, and one of the complaints from many people that we've heard on this radio show is that Putnam doesn't know how to explain the fair tax.
Very few people do, to be frank
with you. Yeah, and by the way, the pro-fair tax people don't really properly explain the fair tax, and I'm a big proponent of the fair tax. Believe me, all your emails that you send me, but listen, there are several proposals on the fair tax. The prebate, no prebate. Does it really eliminate all taxes or federal taxes? What about the state would happen? What about tariffs? Some say it doesn't talk about the tariffs. Those are set by the Congress and when it comes to certain trade agreements as well. So it got even further into the debate about the fair tax, and DeSantis says Putin's just lying about it.
He's lying about the fair tax. Now, the fair tax is something that gets rid of every federal tax and imposes a consumption tax. Vice President Pence, when he was in the House of Representatives, co-sponsored H.R. 25. You know who else endorsed H.R. 25? The Republican-controlled Florida legislature. In 2014, they sent Senate Memorial 118 to Washington, and the instructions were, we urge the Congress of the United States, as the official policy of the state of Florida, to abolish all federal taxes, institute H.R. 25. It would be good for Florida. That's our own Republican legislature said it, and now he's lying about it.
So now he's lying about it. Then it got a little bit more deep in the woods. So, the question was about the environment. So Kent just said, hey, all right, we'll give him a little free rein. Kent did a very good job about this. So this is where it got even more heated in this debate on the Republican aisle.
Despite the way you characterize it as a 23% tax, sales
it is,
tax.
It is an objective fact that it's a 23% tax on services with no exemptions. It does call for the elimination of the income tax, but it doesn't repeal the constitutional amendment, the 16th Amendment, that makes the income tax possible. Do you really think that a future Democratic Congress wouldn't rush to bring an income tax on top of the 23% sales tax? It may sound good in a Harvard economics classroom, but it is bad for seniors. It is bad for Florida's real estate market.
So Putnam says that we need to allow exemptions. There have been those on some fair tax proposals that would like to allow exemptions when it comes to that. Here is the response by Congressman DeSantis.
It is bad for Florida. And
actually, the lefties at Harvard would hate the fair tax. You know why? Because it totally puts the lobbying class out of business. There's no more tax code. There's no more any of that stuff. Now, look, in Florida, this is something the governor's not going to deal with either way. But I do think it's important. If he's willing to misrepresent something that many conservatives have supported for years, the fair tax, by spending millions of dollars in commercials and fake advertising, what makes you think as governor that he would actually level with you and tell the truth?
So that was the big debate. Again, an issue that the governor's not even going to talk about, but somehow it became the biggest issue.
It's interesting. Yeah, it has nothing to do with state of Florida issues. Federal matter completely, but that's become the talking issue of the Florida governor campaign. Interesting.
More as we continue to move along. So how many of y'all saw the debate last night? What did you think? Did it change minds? According to the News 4 Jax poll, Putnam won it 65-35. I thought it was pretty much a draw. DeSantis came across a little bit more knowledgeable on some issues, on state issues. Of course, Putnam doesn't know more. I think everybody would agree to that. When it comes to federal issues, they do know more on the DeSantis side. Did you watch the debate last night? Did it tilt you one way or the other? I'd love to hear from you. And is the argument correct? Does the Commissioner of Agriculture, Adam Putnam, have somewhat accuracy when it comes to the fair tax? Or did he not properly present it? Love to hear from you at 222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
On I-95 North at Emerson, there's a crash involving several cars. 95 North at the Martin Luther King 20th Street exit. Look out for a wreck there. It is on the right and on the Dames Point Bridge going north. There's something in the middle of the bridge that cars are having to avoid. Traffic being brought to you by Snyder Heating and Air Conditioning.
This is Bill Martin with God First Ministries. Jesus Christ is your available source of all the good that our Father God has made available to you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus is our Savior. He is our Lord. Jesus is the Word of God. Through Him, all things were made and are held together. Jesus is your best friend. He is your brother. He is your source of all that is good. Your true identity is found in Jesus Christ. In Christ, you have been blessed, made holy, and blameless before God. In Christ, you have been made the very righteousness of God.
This message has been brought to you by God First Ministries of Jacksonville. For more information, visit their website at godfirstmin.com. That's godfirstmin.com.
For Republicans, there's a clear difference. Conservative Frank White or liberal judge Ashley Moody. Moody used to be a Democrat and still acts like one today. Ashley Moody personally donated money to pro-abortion liberals. Then Moody worked for pro-abortion liberals who tried to create a state income tax in Florida. Now Moody is being funded by the same liberal donors who gave money to Clinton and Obama. Ashley Moody even personally sued President Trump for fraud, helping liberals. Ashley Moody is not conservative. She's a liberal trying to fool all of us. But Frank White has the proven conservative record we can trust. Frank White stood with President Trump to outlaw sanctuary cities in Florida. White is 100% pro-life, and White has the highest A-plus rating from the NRA. Frank White is the tough, effective conservative we can trust.
Paid electioneering communication paid for by United Conservatives. 14260 West Newberry Road, number 343, Newberry, Florida, 32669.
August is Mixed Roses Month at Hewn Flowers. From now to August 15th, you can get one dozen long-lasting mixed roses for just $69.95 and get another dozen absolutely free. You can choose to put all 24 roses in one container or have them arranged as individual orders. This special sale is for phone orders and local delivery only. It's the buy 12 and get 24 mixed roses sale only at Kuhn Flowers from now till August 15th. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947. Call 398-8601. That's 398-8601.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Island Doctors cares about their patients.
They got my blood pressure off the ceiling, my thyroid off the floor.
Call us today to schedule a tour of one of our locations near you and take a peek at our best wellness program. And welcome home.
1-877-434-4676.
Nice weather for most of the day, but warm. A high of 92. We may get a shower or two by afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and an overnight low of 77. Right now, it is 77 at WBOB.
Laura Ingram, next at 9. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson says the Russians have already hacked into the election systems here in Florida. Things heated up last night on the Republican primary debate for Florida governor between Congressman Ron DeSantis and Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam. And the primary elections held this past week in several states shows that the results from the progressive left did not do as well against their Democratic challengers.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
It is 18 minutes after the hour. Good morning, Ed Dean here along with Roger Henderson. We're going to have some big panel discussions at the top of the hour at 8 a.m. Ken Justice is also going to join us here as well about the big debate last night. And do you think, if you saw the debate, or if you've been following, whether it's been the attorney general's race on the Democrats or Republicans, the gubernatorial race, which is tonight, by the way, which I'm going to be out there covering at JU.
For the Democrats.
For the Democrats. So the Democrat and Republican, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, what issue do you think that's not being talked by the Democrats? An issue that certainly is not being addressed by the Republicans. I haven't heard anything. I mean, they did talk about Medicaid expansion, how we need to have more, less regulations, more patient access when it comes to doctors on Medicaid. They all agreed on that. But what is an issue do you think that they have not talked about enough? And they really have talked a lot about immigration and illegal immigration. But here's the question I'd like to ask. Is immigration really, or is this more conjured up because of the national debate? Is it really that big of an issue here in Florida?
And is it
compared
a state
to the other issues?
Right. And could you call it a state issue? What can the state of Florida do? I guess some states like Arizona have tried to, you know, deal with immigration.
You can have some stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, there's when it comes to in-state tuition, the Republicans give it to those that aren't even here legally. When it comes to the issue of
sanctuary areas.
Well, there's a few. Yeah, there's about seven counties here in Florida. But is it really the detriment to some of the other economies like, let's say some south parts of Arizona, mostly some parts of California as well. Is that an issue that's being over talked about here in the state of Florida? I'd love to hear from you at 222-TALK, 222-8255. The job market is so good that even millennials being polled by MarketWatch.com had a story, Roger, that came out about if you want to own a business. And by the way, there's something in all these, here's the question, something that all these don't have in common. I'll let you guess that in a moment. But the 10 fastest growing jobs for would-be entrepreneurs for millennials. Guess what they are? Again, this is MarketWatch.com did a story on this. The top 10, number 10, number one being the highest, taxi drivers and chauffeurs. These are self-employed people.
That surprises me with the advent of Uber and Lyft, with that getting so popular right now.
Which means, is there more of a popularity to compete with them? Number 9, management analyst. Okay, analyst. Number 8, Now, getting these are for self-employed. These are about the number of young people that are looking if they want to own a company. This is what they're looking at. Again, this is according to MarketWatch.com. Number eight, painters, construction, and maintenance workers. Now, again, self-employed. Not people, but self-employed now. Number seven was housekeeping cleaners. Number six is real estate agents. Number five, landscapers and groundskeepers. Number four, hairdressers and cosmetologists. Number three, construction laborers. Number two, carpenters. The number one group, are you ready for this?
I think
self-employed.
I would guess it has something to do with information technology.
No, childcare workers.
Really?
I was like, are you? Now, management analysts, what do all of these jobs have in common?
Don't require a college degree.
Exactamente. Do not require a college education out there. Again, this is according to MarketWatch.com. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there's about 9.6 million self-employed workers. That number is going to increase up to 10 million within the next 7 to 8 years out there. So you'd sit back and go, well, why would, again, it's self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
They would hire other people out there. Like, I own a company, other people own companies, we employ people out there as well. But this is the biggest area where they're going out here, Roger.
That's so interesting. You know, hairdressers, very near the top, and childcare workers being number one, that surprises me.
Bill Nelson says that he's got proof. I mean, this has been all over the newspapers this past week, that the Russians have penetrated. They've hacked supervisor of elections here in the state of Florida.
11, Senator Bill Nelson says the Russians have breached and penetrated voter registration systems here in Florida. Those shocking comments come as a surprise to the governor and the State Department. They claim to have received zero information supporting his claim. They also urged Nelson to share any evidence he has. Nelson is facing a re-election challenge in November from Governor Rick Scott.
Can I ask a question? Are they going to come out with something that shows that Rick Scott did business with Russia? I mean, is this going to be the new argument from Democrats that lose? I'm not saying all Democrats are going to lose. Mm-hmm. I think Democrats are going to pick up seats. But in the U.S. Senate, and even some of the races here in Florida, is this going to be the new excuse? Oh, it's the Russians.
Where is he getting the information? I took it at face value, and he couldn't talk about it because it was classified. But when the U.S. State Department says they have no idea what he's talking about, that, you know, really questions the credibility of the assertion.
Yeah, the State Department of Florida says that they have zero information.
State Department.
Well, but also the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, and the FDLE. That corroborates, say, we have no evidence to support these claims from Senator Nelson. In fact, the governor's office says, if you find out, can you let us know? So when Nelson was asked about this, he says, well, it's classified. So, I mean, this is all purely political here.
Why would he make something up like that out of the clear blue sky when it's going to be challenged?
Because he's down the polls.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, come on, dude. How many times do we not challenge even Republicans? How many times do we not challenge elected officials? And what kind of response that we get? We get down like we just, we just graduated high school yesterday.
Yeah.
Nobody gives you any type of credibility and all that kind of stuff. Coming up at 7:45, the ripoff of the week with Adam Andrzejewski with one of our favorite groups, OpenTheBooks.com. Again, Roger, it is not where government takes advantage of you. It's literally where the taxpayer is getting ripped off when it comes to government subsidies in the agriculture, even here in Florida, and by union workers. He's going to join us as well. Karen Martin, who locally with the Republican Party, we've reached out to Lisa King from the Democrats. Hopefully they'll come on. We're going to have our panel discussions coming up at the top of the hour about what they thought about last night's debate. How many of you all saw it? Many of you have been emailing me, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. Several people are saying, Putnam, we were with you all the way until the fair tax debate when you went after it. And some have said that when you listen to the Putnam campaign, this is what some of the listeners are saying, that this is something that they would normally hear from the Democrats. Want to know what you think? A 222 talk. 222-8255 talk radio WBOB.
On I-95 going north before the MLK 20th Street exit, look out for a crash there. On the Dings Point Bridge, there's an object in the middle of the bridge people are trying to avoid. And at 295 north at Pulaski, there's a broken down car this morning.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
My name is Amanda, and I'm in the Life Builders Recovery Program at City Rescue Mission. I've allowed alcohol to take my career, my family, and my faith from me. I was also sexually abused and became depressed, even suicidal. It was those suicidal thoughts that became my wake-up call. I was referred to CRM by another facility that told me I needed a longer-term recovery program. A God-centered program and the counselors at CRM have given me the freedom and the willingness to open up. I no longer see myself as an alcoholic. I see myself as a child of God. I know that I am worthy of love and that I can do all things through Christ. After graduating from CRM, I want to work in the nonprofit field and be of service to others.
I'm Penny Kievit, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Are your energy bills increasing? Do some of the rooms in your home seem too warm or too cold? Does your house seem to be humid? These are just three of the questions that help our customers decide if they should repair or replace their air conditioning system. Just log on to SnyderAC.com and take a short quiz. As Jacksonville's leading residential air conditioning company, Snyder wants to help you make the right decision. Repair or replace? It's a question that Snyderman receives every day. Many times your existing air conditioning can run more efficiently with proper maintenance. Then there are times when it becomes more cost-effective by upgrading to a brand new energy-efficient air conditioning system. So take the quiz by going on SnyderAC.com and answer the five simple questions. Repair or replace? The answer is yours to make. With the temperatures rising, you'll want to make sure that your air conditioning system is working properly. That's SnyderAC.com. Call Snyderman today at 641-0600. License number CAC 1813307.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hello, music fans. I'm Eddie Trunk. Check out my new music travel series, Trunk Fest. Listen, I know the deal. There's a million music festivals out there. You got kids, you got bills. I got you covered.
I'm heading to festivals all over the world to meet new people, experience what each festival has to offer.
This is America here.
And sit down with the artists who helped make it all possible.
So many people. I love it.
Don't miss Trunk Fest, Sundays, 9:30, 8:30 Central on Access TV.
Nice weather for most of the day. Maybe a shower by afternoon. A high of 92 tonight. Partly cloudy. An overnight low of 77. Right now it is 77 at WBOB.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed@wbob.com.
Coming up in a moment, we're going to be taking your calls at 222-TALK, 222-8255. Is there a blue wave happening here in Florida? The latest numbers say no. But that could change when it comes to the vote by mail is taking place right now. Want to know what you think? The Adam Putnam debate last night with Congressman Ron DeSantis, it did get heated. We've got the clips. We've been playing the clips. We'll continue to play more. But love to hear from you this morning at 222-TALK, 222-8255 on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration is imposing new sanctions on Russia. They'll take effect later this month, stemming from the poisoning in the UK of a former Russian spy and his daughter. A military nerve agent developed in the old Soviet Union was used in that poisoning case. The Kremlin denies any involvement in the incident. Western New York Congressman Chris Collins, he's a target of insider trading charges, says he will be cleared in court and says he's going to stand for re-election in the fall. A Republican lawmaker allegedly passed along sensitive information about an experimental drug to his son and others. President Trump's lawyers have said no. Special counsel Robert Mueller's request for an in-person interview with the president. On Wall Street right now, stock futures in positive territory. Dow futures up about 20 points. S&P futures almost 2 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
I-95 north of the Martin Luther King 20th Street exit. Look out for a crash on the Dings Point Bridge and objects in the roadway. Cars are trying to avoid the left lane. And at the 295 Pulaski exit, there's a broken down car this morning. Nice weather for most of the day, but then by afternoon, we are expecting thunderstorms to roll in, a high of 92. Partly cloudy this evening, 77 the low. Right now, it's 77 at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Things heated up last night on the Republican primary debate for Florida governor between Congressman Ron DeSantis and Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam. The primary election cell this past week in several states showed that the results from the progressive left did not do as well against the Democratic challengers. And U.S. Senator Bill Nelson says the Russians have already hacked the election systems here in Florida.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Man, everybody's blown up my phone. What did you think about the debate last night? Did you guys just wake up? I've been up since early this morning, man. We're going to get to some of the clips here in a little bit. I thought pretty much it was a draw last night, but according to the News 4 Jax poll taking place, they've had Putnam up 2-1. But want to know what you think of 222-TALK? Excuse me, 222-8255. Coming up in a few moments, Adam Andrzejewski with the rip-off of the week brought to you by UnderwoodJewelers.com. Rick, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Well, good morning. I have been a Putnam supporter for 10 years, and my absentee ballot has been sitting on my kitchen counter for almost 2 weeks now, and I have been trying to bring myself to vote for Adam. But the fair tax attack, you know, a few days ago, and then yesterday, I was going to watch the debate last night. I came home last night, and I had a postcard again about DeSantis wanting a 23% sales tax, which is strictly a distortion of the facts. And two things, he's playing to ignorance and fear, and he's insulting the people with the fair tax. And he does, I'm sorry, Adam doesn't get it that people are angry, and the fair tax really is never going to pass because Congress is never going to give up their control
right
on the tax regulation. But I still support it. In a perfect world, we'd have the fair tax. But Adam is just slapping us in the face. And I would say that primary voters are more involved and more in tune with what's going on than general election voters. That these, you know, that the 20% of us that are going to vote on election day are paying more attention, and he just, I'm sorry, he lost it.
Rick,
I didn't even watch the debate.
Rick, let me, if I may say, give you praise, because you hit on three certain issues that you really have nailed it on. This is really one of the best calls. You've said, you've pointed out things that more voters in the primary are in tune than the general election voters. I give you credit on that. Number two, here's a man who admits, I've been a big DeSantis, I've been Putnam guy, but he's wrong on the fair tax. But you said something that I have been saying for the last several years. It's not the biggest issue, but you got your absentee ballot 2 weeks ago, and it is still sitting there. Rick, when you talk to people, whether it's at work or church or whatever, I'm hearing the same thing for the last several elections, that people just, the conventional wisdom is once you got it that day, you voted within the first couple days. I keep telling people like you, Rick, I mean, people like you are very savvy, that you're usually letting that thing sit around for a couple of days, maybe a week or so before you send it back in. Are you seeing that from other those, Rick, that you talk to that are voting in by mail?
Yeah, I've been watching, and a lot of people, most people who received an absentee ballot have not voted yet.
That's right.
And, you know, I like voting absentee because especially on the general, when there are the amendments, I can take my absentee ballot and go online and actually read the whole amendment and make some decisions.
What a great point.
And so it gives me time. But anyway, it's sad. Adam is a good guy. He has a wonderful family. But I think he has, over the years, become a Tallahassee swamp creature.
All right. Hey, Rick, please continue to call in. I love you. I love listening to you. You had some great points.
Okay. Thank you for the job you do.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Despite the way you characterize it as a 23% tax, sales
it is,
tax.
It is an objective fact that it's a 23% tax on services with no exemptions. It does call for the elimination of the income tax, but it doesn't repeal the constitutional amendment, the 16th Amendment, that makes the income tax possible. Do you really think that a future Democratic Congress wouldn't rush to bring an income tax on top of the 23% sales tax? It may sound good in a Harvard economics classroom, but it is bad for seniors. It is bad for Florida's real estate market. It is bad for Florida. And
actually,
that was the Commissioner of Agriculture, Adam Putnam, last night at Jacksonville University, that he's out there saying, well, the fair tax doesn't have any exemptions. Well, for the most part, what the fairtax.org crowd is saying, we've been saying this for the last, what, 10 plus years. Of course, there are no exemptions out there.
Yeah, because you don't have to file a 1040 every year anymore
but
the fair tax passes.
Now, to be fair, there are some verbal proposals out there. Remember, none of these have been taken up for a vote by Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the reason why we don't even have a fair tax going on for a vote is because of the Republicans, folks. Let's just be honest. Okay, it's not the Democrats. It's the Republicans. But there have been verbal proposals where some, not a big time, but some have said maybe we might want to allow it with a few exemptions. I mean, we do have a prebate. You know, some have argued against a prebate. What's the point of having a prebate? You know, everything. But that's neither here nor there. I mean, we can always discuss that this morning. But some have said in the emails that Putnam has shown his lack of knowledge when it comes to the fair tax. Now, I'm the first one to admit it because I'm a huge advocate of the fair tax. But I'm the first one to admit, Roger, I think some people on the fair tax don't properly do a very good job explaining all around of what the fair tax wants and is intended to do.
There is a lot of lack of knowledge on the fair tax. Every time I talk about it, it seems like someone corrects me on a point here or there, and I'm okay with that. But it can be a little confusing. It's a big paradigm shift, if it ever passes, on how we collect our taxes now to a retail sales tax. And maybe there is some confusion about it that the Agriculture Commissioner is maybe expressing there. Maybe whatever law it was that the DeSantis supported in Washington should have included the repeal of the Constitutional Amendment.
They all support something, but not one of these has even come up for a vote, folks. 222-TALK, 222-8255, political.com this morning. Ask, where's the blue wave in Florida? Voters are voting as of Wednesday morning. Nearly 400,000 vote-by-mail absentee ballots have been cast ahead of the August 28th primary. Now, you ready for this? These are the latest numbers. 47% of the returns are by Republicans. 38, almost 10%. The Republicans outnumber the Democrats. With five major Democrats running for governor and the Republicans, it seems that Republicans, for the most part, this year have a 9-point lead in casting ballots. But yet the question is, there's still a lot of more out there remaining. The majority of those requested, the latter fact, has been Democrats, but you've got 400-something thousand of the independents. How will they swing and how will they turn?
Yeah, no way of knowing just yet, but we'll see.
But the question comes up about the big blue wave. But is it a blue wave for the progressive left? Is it a big blue wave for traditional Democrats? Remember, this past week you had several elections, and for example, like in Kansas, and like in Missouri, where the progressive left, the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders did not win, according to Dana Perino from the Fox News, The Five.
Same thing is how the left-wing progressives are not winning. So more traditional establishment type moderate Democrats who have been around the block a few times, they're winning. So Bernie and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they have an interesting duo. They get a lot of attention. They have an outsized influence in the media, but they're not translating that into wins on the ground.
But let's be honest. This is about the primary. I think what you see in the primary, Roger, from what you and I have covered as reporters for years, what we see in the primary is, and the general is way different, as you heard from Rick. It's way different of the knowledge of voters. I think you will see a blue wave this year in many districts. Question is will it happen in Florida? Not so much the primary, but everybody's going to be going for the general election.
Right, right.
Big difference.
And it depends on who's elected in the primaries, too, because if we go with more of an, I guess you could call it extreme, for lack of better terms, candidate in the primary, someone who's more to the right or more to the left, can they win in the general?
But what is the main issue? Even Geraldo Rivera, on Fox News. I got in this discussion with Greg Gutfeld from Fox News, also The Five. He says, as much as it bothers me, he says, I think that the Democrats, the only issue, he goes, if the Democrats get elected this year, they will, first thing they're going to do, go after impeachment hearings.
Before he does the explaining, the problem with the Republicans losing the House of Representatives is what? It is that they will move immediately to try and impeach the president of the United States. I really believe that in my heart, even though I am in many ways a very progressive person.
Pelosi says it's not necessarily in this president. Something they're going
to
do.
I want him to survive, and I hate the idea that they're going to short-circuit his term or attempt to. And at the very least, it's going to be a gigantic distraction from real problems like Syria.
It's also going to create massive unrest in America.
100%.
We have 66 million people knowing that you are now stealing election because you didn't like the results of
the election. Steal an election. Where have we heard of that before? A la years of Shades of 2000. More as we continue to move along, our good friend, Forbes.com columnist, one of the best. He has the group OpenTheBooks.com. It's being sponsored, as we call it, the ripoff of the week by Underwood Jewelers. He's coming up next. It's going to be great. It's going to be huge. It's going to be great. Ed Dean Roger Henderson with Adam Andrzejewski coming up next on Talk Radio WBOB.
I-95 north of the Martin Luther King exit. There's a crash on the right. 295 north at Pulaski, a broken down car. And if you're at 295 south after Pritchard, we're looking at another car there that's having engine trouble.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
The University of North Florida in Jacksonville is seeking a director of MoCA Jacksonville, Museum of Contemporary Art Jacksonville, to be responsible for providing leadership, vision, and guidance to MoCA and its staff. Expected to ensure that the museum is a vibrant and active institution in the local community, partners effectively with colleagues at UNF, and regularly engages with its peers nationally and globally. We'll serve as the principal ambassador for the museum and as a principal leader for all aspects of the museum's fundraising efforts. Requires a master's in museum studies, art history, museum arts management, or a closely related field with 10 years of leadership experience, which must have included supervising individuals and teams and managing curatorial projects, art exhibitions, and similar engagements. At least 5 years of the leadership experience must have involved working with a university art museum, must have been responsible for curating international exhibitions and exhibitions with at least a $500,000 budget. To apply, send cover letter, resume, and 3 professional references to Shari Schumann, sschumann@unf.edu.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Paid for by Kimberly Sadler for Duval County, Judge Group 8.
If you believe that protecting our Constitution is at the heart of our legal system, then you can trust judicial candidate Kimberly Sadler. Accomplished with years of experience fighting for justice and fairness in our courtrooms, Kimberly Sadler has dedicated her legal career to ensuring the law works for all citizens of Jacksonville. As a former division chief in our public defender's office and serving with distinction in private practice, Kimberly Sadler is a uniquely qualified candidate with both private and public service. Experienced in litigating thousands of cases here in Florida's First Coast, Sadler will bring a high level of competence to the bench with the kind of professionalism that's rooted in our values and the Constitution. Proven to be trustworthy, fair, and honorable. Let's vote Kimberly Sadler for Duval County Judge.
Nice weather for most of the day today, and then thunderstorms possible by afternoon. We'll have a high of 92. Tonight, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 77, and right now it's 78 at WBOB.
Laura Ingram, next at 9.
Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The primary elections held this past week in several states show that the results from the progressive left did not do as well against their Democratic challengers. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson says the Russians have already hacked into the election systems here in Florida. And things heated up last night on the Republican primary debate with Florida Governor between Congressman Ron DeSantis and Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
Here on our Newsmaker line, it is really one of the best segments anywhere in talk radio. A lot of you love listening to Adam Andrzejewski. He's with the group OpenTheBooks.com. We call it the ripoff of the week, which happens to taxpayers. By the way, this is brought to you by Underwood Jewelers, our good friends at UnderwoodJewelers.com. Three locations at Ponte Vedra, San Marco, and the Avondales. UnderwoodJewelers.com. So let's get into it. Adam Andrzejewski, again, the ripoff of the week from OpenTheBooks.com. Improper payments of the federal government. Let me set this up. He emails me things, Roger. I'm like, I don't know if the listener's going to think it's that sexy. And he makes it sexy. Talk to me, improper payments for the federal government here, Adam?
Well, it's a big ripoff for the American taxpayer. Since 2004, $1.3 trillion, Ed. $1.3 trillion of improper payments have been paid out. And let's put that in perspective. So these are payments to folks that are ineligible to receive the money or duplicate payments. Or payments for goods and services not received. Now, $1.3 trillion since 2004, it's just a stunning amount of money. It's actually two times what we spend on a yearly basis for our military budget, which is about $700 billion.
Now, let's get into it here. You talk about programs that are wasting money. Anybody can sit back and go, well, Adam, come on, that's very generic. But you break them down. You say the majority of payments in 20 federal programs, each some of these having more than $750 million. Give us some of the breakdowns. I think you talk about things in the health care and even in the tax code.
So if you're a doctor, one of the biggest programs that there are overpayments on and improper payments is Medicare, the fee-for-service component. And last year alone, doctors were overpaid or underpaid improper payments of $36 billion. Now, that is up slightly from 2009 at $30 billion. If you're a poor person on Medicaid in the soft social safety net, last year, there was another $36 billion worth of improper payments. Now, that's up double since 2009. If you're unemployed on the unemployment insurance program, again, the soft social safety net, this is actually a good story here. In 2009, there was $17 billion of improper payments. Last year, there was $4 billion. So that's down by four times on unemployment insurance.
You know, let me, if I may go sideline here, as they say in the legal field, sidebar, is some of the improper payments, Adam, and you're a Forbes.com columnist, so, I mean, as a columnist, sometimes you do act like as a reporter and dig deep into the story. The improper payments, was this just, which is typical of government, an accounting problem? Was it fraud and abuse of people that shouldn't have been getting it? What did you see?
So they're either overpayments, they paid too much money, or they're underpayments that they didn't pay enough money, or these are duplicate payments, or they're just payments to folks that were ineligible to receive it. So, for instance, you take a look at if you're a student, for instance, at the Department of Education, they pay out Pell Grants and direct student loans. Our research shows that over the course of the last two fiscal years, this amount is stunning. $11 billion worth of overpayments on Pell Grants and student loans were made. So $7 billion of loans. You take out a loan and you actually get more money than what you contracted for. If you're in line, you know, like I did, I got Pell Grants for my small rural town. I was at or near the federal poverty markers for my entire upbringing. I needed those Pell Grants. Well, I got exactly what I signed up for on Pell Grants. But over the course of the last 2 years, $4 billion of extra money flowed to college students from their Pell Grants that they didn't even know was coming.
Here on our Newsmaker line, he's on with us just about every week. He's a Forbes.com columnist. But also we get some of his articles in FloridaDaily.com. Adam Andrzejewski, his group is called, not a .coms here, his group is called OpenTheBooks.com. We call it the ripoff of the week. Today we're talking about how the government, improper payments, some of you are like, what? But improper payments from the federal government of overpaying here. Now, Adam, you talked about Medicare Advantage, Medicaid, Medicare free for, fee for service. Again, we're the government's overpaying people. You point out also in college Pell Grants. Again, if you're, let's say you're getting $500, that means the government in many cases is overpaying by an extra few hundred dollars that you should not be getting. You also, something that, this goes back to the days of Ronald Reagan, the earned income tax credit. Explain how the overpayment on that is.
So on the earned income tax credit, there's really four programs, and you just detailed them out. And those account for three out of every $4 of improper payments, and the earned income tax credit is a big portion of that. So last year there was $16.2 billion that were overpaid on the earned income tax credit. That's relatively flat since 2010, but it's still a huge line item. $16 billion.
My word. Now, here's the question. I mean, without getting into all the tax structure, the earned income tax credit, some even on the free market side would say this is nothing more than just welfare for the poor because the poor don't pay into taxes. It's interesting. Those there that don't pay in the taxes are being overpaid by the federal government.
And this is the federal government statistics since 2004 on the earned income tax credit, roughly $200 billion of extra money flowed.
Now, before I get to Bart, is it getting better over the last several years, whether it's been Bush, Obama, or Trump? Before I get into that, you just highlighted these areas. I mean, give me, without going too deep in the woods here, what other areas did you uncover about the government? I mean, maybe farmers out there, we're overpaying that when it comes to farm subsidies as well?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Ed. We've done a lot of work on farm subsidies, and we continue to do that. We just broke a big report yesterday at Real Clear Politics. If you're a farmer, the United States Department of Agriculture, since 2004, you've received $3.7 billion worth of extra payments. It's like crop insurance payments and all kinds of different farm subsidies. Just last year, the Department of Agriculture, they didn't even report their numbers. So this is $3.7 billion, but no reporting from last year.
Is the system improving, and when has it been improving, and what areas and what departments?
So, yes, last year, for the first year and a number of years, the total amount of improper payments slightly fell. It fell by $3 billion. Now, that's nothing to cheer about, because last year there was $141 billion worth of improper payments. But that was actually down from the last year of the Obama administration from $144 billion. And, Ed, I want to put that number, that annual number, in perspective. $140 billion is nearly equal, not quite, but nearly equal to the entire budget of the United States Navy.
My word on all that. So I'm looking at some of the cases where you talk about the errors, earned income tax credit, the amount of money that's been overdone. You have pointed out real quick, while the government has a big problem with this, that in some cases it's still, and some things may be getting a little bit better, that they still issue more than $100 billion a year in improper payments. Again, the majority of that, I would have to assume, Adam, real quickly, is in the healthcare industry, correct?
It is. It's Medicare. It's Medicaid. It is the earned income tax credit. It is the fee-for-service component. Those programs comprise three out of every $4 worth of worth of improper payments. Now, starting in 2009, President Obama, he issued an executive order saying, hey, this is way too much money on improper payments. We got to get our handle on this. They identified 20 programs. Each of these programs had improper payments of over $750 million a year. And so if we go through how they've done since 2009, it's actually pretty stunning. Most of the program, the error rates have not improved, despite having been subject to these to improper payment requirements for more than a decade.
Right.
Nine of them have actually gone up.
You know, before I let you go, if the government's going to have improper payments when it comes to the healthcare industry, it's a great example why you don't want the government taking over in your healthcare industry. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Well, that's a very good point, Ed.
All right. Adam Andjevsky, we'll talk to you next week with the ripoff of the week. He is with OpenTheBooks.com. Good to have you on today.
Thank you, Ed. Thanks for your interest in our work.
Love the work. More as we continue to move along. Remember, the ripoff of the week brought to you by Underwood Jewelers. Go to UnderwoodJewelers.com.
If 95 north at the Fuller Warren Bridge, there's a broken down car on the right causing some backup. And at 295 north of the Dings Point Bridge, something's in the middle of the bridge cars are having to avoid.
I'm Lou Dobbs. The AMA opposing the CVS-Aetna merger, a Tennessee man headed to prison in a Made in the USA scheme, and Whole Foods adding pickup service. Those stories next.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered, and now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 855-41-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 855-41-BIBLE. That's 855-41-BIBLE.
The American Medical Association says the proposed merger of CVS Health and Aetna should be blocked by the Justice Department, contending it would prompt higher prices for prescription drugs. And Carl Icahn, the billionaire investor opposing the Cigna buyout of Express Scripts, a $54 billion deal. Whole Foods owner Amazon adding a curbside pickup option at the upscale grocery chain. Prime customers will soon be able to have store workers load items into their cars. A Knoxville man has been sentenced to 41 months in federal prison in a scheme to sell boots to the military, falsely advertised as made in the USA, but actually made in China. Five others in the scheme sentenced in June. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 and 11 Eastern, on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered, and now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Nice weather for most of the day today, and then we may get a shower or two by afternoon, a high of 92. Partly cloudy this evening, 77 the low. Right now it's 78 at WBOB.
All right, top of the hour coming up. We got a big panel discussion. Ken Justice from News 4 Jax. He is now being called the Ed Dean of the TV airwaves. So we'll get to that in a few moments. I know he's having a chuckle about that. Plus your calls at 222-TALK, 222-8255. Email address ed@wbob.com. Coming more at the 8 a.m. hour right here on Talk Radio WBOB.